got the Siman Tav Reish Nun Tes. So just quick, some quick bottom line from Tav Reish Nun Tes. So in Tav Reish Nun Tes above, we learned about the issue with the Katan. The issue with the Katan, the Gemara tells us, is you when you give it to the Katan, according to the Rambam and Tosfos, he acquires it min HaTorah, but he doesn't have the ability, min HaTorah, to return it to you. And therefore, the Gemara says, make sure on the first day that you don't give it to the Katan until you've already fulfilled your mitzvah. Okay, so now, there are two opinions brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The first is the Rambam, don't give it to the Katan until you fulfill your mitzvah. You can give it to min HaTorah through a das acheres makneh. He can't give it back min HaTorah. He can make a kinyan midrabanan if he's onus hapu'utos, which is, the Mishnah says, age 6 or 7. So, I wanted to say, and not everyone says this, and I would think this is pashut, and I didn't see people say it. And Dirshu actually sounds the opposite. I want to say like this. That's, I have four sons, age 12, 10, 8, and 6. So, I want to fulfill my mitzvah day one. Then I'm going to give it to my 12-year-old. So now my 12-year-old owns it min HaTorah. And then midrabanan, he can give it to the 10-year-old. And we're dealing with the mitzvah of chinuch midrabanan. So why should he have to own it on a Torah level? He should only have to own it on a midrabanan level. The whole idea of chinuch is midrabanan. And a lot of us don't seem to say that. Dirshu does not seem to say that. Okay, so I have a student who's a grandson of Rav Herschel Schachter from America. He learns them every Tuesday night. I said, I want you to ask Zaidi this question. And he said that was fine. Now, he thinks, I don't want to say this for sure, but he wanted to say perhaps. He quoted a Sholomation, which I looked up, trying to look up on the computer, did not find. But he wanted to say that even in Chutzlars it would be okay, because Yantav Sheni is the Rabbanah. So even though the Kotev can only give it back to you, assuming he's onus hapa'udos, and assuming age 6, 6 is already borderline, but let's say age 8, 12, 10, and 8. The 8-year-old can give it back to you, and then on Yantav Sheni, you can fulfill your mitzvah, because Yantav Sheni is only the Rabbanah, even in Chutzlaretz, and you have a Lachem the Rabbanah. So he thinks his grandfather said that. He wasn't sure. I asked with Memazal today about the Katan giving it from one to the other, and he agreed that that was fine. I said, what about Yantav Sheni? He didn't want to answer about Yantav Sheni. Okay, so, but Yantav Rishon, Rav Shechter said it was okay, but Memazal said it was okay, and then when we looked it up on the computer, we were looking for the Sholomation. We didn't find the Sholomation, but we did find with David Feinstein saying that this was okay, and it's brought down in Nite Gabriel. I think Gabriel's written by a Chassidisher, 20 volumes on Halacha, all the Yom Tovim, and he brings it down. And it's interesting, he brings down this idea, and then in the footnote, he doesn't quote anybody, because it's, I don't know why, it's hard to find people to say it. He just says, so it seems, and then he explains the same logic that we've explained. Then he gives another way of doing it, which, I don't know, is more complicated, I don't want to get into it. Okay, so, you know, when I think something, but nobody says it, so, you know, I don't want to say something no one else has said. But there's a lot of people, again, I don't know why this is not standard. It doesn't seem to be standard, and a lot of Svarim don't seem to say like this, although they don't explicitly say not like this. So again, but I already have enough backing that I have no problem saying it, that on the first day, the father fulfills his mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, he gives it to the Katan. It remains by the first Katan in the Torah, but that first Katan mid the Rabbanan can give it to his brother, and then he can give it to his brother, he can give it to his brother. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, you only need the Lachem on the first day, so it can remain by the Katan, and then you're just borrowing the Katan Zulav. That's also a discussion to issue for footnote 43. The Chazanish doesn't love that, but Rav Moshe has no problem with that. Yeah. Yeah, Rav Moshe is okay with that. I think they bring that from someone's own. It's also okay that you're borrowing it back from the Katan, even though Katan maybe can't lend it to you. Whatever. That The Chazon Ish doesn't love that, but others say that that's okay. In Chutz Laretz, it's more complicated, because you need Lachem on the second day. So there, that was the discussion. If I would have spoken to Rav Schechter, and I would have heard him say it, so I'd feel more comfortable and confident repeating it, but since I'm only a cliche-y through a 20-year-old grandson, I'm not so comfortable repeating it. But thinks maybe if grandfather said that, okay, Rav Nevenzahl didn't want to answer the question about on the second day in Chutz La'aretz where you need Lachem, is it enough to have a Lachem Derabanan since Yom Tov Sheni is Derabanan? We usually treat Yom Tov Sheni like Yom Tov Rishon. So that's why Rav Nevenzahl was not so quick to say that that was okay. So Chutz La'aretz is definitely more complicated. In Eretz Yisrael, it's simpler. In Chutz La'aretz, it would seem as long as you buy one for the kids, so then they pass it around, midrabanan, and that's fine. Their mitzvah lachem is there, the whole mitzvah is derabanan chinuch on the first day and the second day. So that would be fine. You don't have to buy, it would seem there's no reason to buy for each kid, it's all lulu. Okay, so that's just the bottom lines from Tefrish and Chet. The crazy thing is this is a shayla that comes up every single year in, you know, half the families in Klal Yisrael who have sons who are not yet bar mitzvah. Now, the Bir Halacha also says it's relevant for a boy who is bar mitzvah because it could be he doesn't have two pubic hairs and it could be it's only...
Can you just give the little boy a puzzle set?
You can't give a puzzle. If he's 4 years old, you can give him a puzzle set because he's not yet chinuch age. Give him whatever you want. But once he's age chinuch, let's say he's 6 years old, no, you can't give him a puzzle set. There is an option that the Shulchan Aruch says where you don't actually give it to him. You maintain your possession and he's shaking a sho'u, a borrowed set, which for an adult would not be good. But there is an opinion in the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch that you can do that with a katan. It's not the main opinion, but that is an opinion that the folks can do rely on when you don't want to buy or you can't buy your son his own set. That's one option. Where he shakes your lulav, oh, it has to be lachem. Okay, could be chinuch, you don't need lachem. It is an opinion like that. That's the third opinion brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Sivav, Tarfreshim Chazvav, and the Mishnah brings that down from the Mordechi in the name of the Ra'avah. You have the Shonim, you have the Shulchan Aruch, so you have on whom to rely. The general understanding is that you can't buy him a puzzle set because we're afraid that when he gets older, he's going to come to think he'll come to share and use a lemon instead of an esrog. But you don't need to buy him the fancy, 500 shekel set. You buy him the cheapest kosher set as long as it's kosher. It doesn't have to be mehudur. It just has to be kosher, and you can usually get that very, very cheap. Okay. So now Tafresh Nun Tes. Seder Kriyas HaTorah Basukis. So first day, Sukis Matzi and Shnei Sfarim. Take out two Sifrei Torah. Be'echad Korim Shor Kesev. Be'parashas Emor. This week, Parasha. So they read Shor Kesev, which talks about the Yom Tovim. If it's Shabbos, it'll be seven Aliyahs. If it's not Shabbos, Yontif has five Aliyahs. That's what Mishmur spells out in Sif Kotam Beis. Ubashani with the second Torah, Kore HaMaftir, Karbonos HaMusuf, in the second Sefer Torah, Maftir is going to read the Musuf, Ubuchamishar Sayom of Chodesh Hashayi, the 15th day of the seventh month, counting from Nisan, which the Torah counts from starts in Nisan, is Tishrei, so we are reading the Karbon Musuf of the first day of Sukkot. Maftir, and then the Torah is Bezachaya Hine Yom Ba. That's very, short and to the point. That's Siman Tov Reish Nun Tes.